In the lunchtime edition, Prime Minister Motley tells world leaders in Paris of the need for countries like Barbados to get a new funding deal, including loans on longer terms and at lower rates, and to be able to pause debt payments at times of crisis. The Attorney General complains of onerous banking regulations required by international agencies. He says it's taken a toll and cites examples. Antiguan officials fly to Barbados to meet with Prime Minister Motley on their plans to relaunch LEAD and say they have been promised support. And CARICOM education ministers meeting here in Barbados support the efforts towards education reform. Good afternoon, I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. Barbados's Prime Minister Motley has told world leaders of the critical need for countries like Barbados to get a new funding deal, including loans on longer terms. Ms. Motley was the voice championing the cause of vulnerable states at a high-level forum in Paris, convened by the French President Emmanuel Macron, in preparation for the United Nations Climate Conference to be held next month. The panelists presenting at the forum included the French President, the President of the European Union Council, the Director General of the International Monetary Fund, the President of the Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank, the President of Ghana, the Prime Minister of Belgium, and Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley of Barbados. Ms. Motley, who has emerged as a global voice for climate-vulnerable economies, set out her vision for a new international financing framework.
We need now to move lending to a longer term and lower tenor. We cannot be having short-term borrowing at high costs if we're going to meet the development needs and the climate crisis adaptation at the same time. So if we are not going to receive grant funds for something we didn't create, which at law we should, then at the very least, let us move to 30 and 40-year loans that will give us the space to be able to provide for our people while building up the resilience that we need.
And Ms. Motley believes countries like Barbados should be allowed to pause payments on debt without penalties if their economies are hit by major crises.
The debt pause clauses that the World Bank embraced here in Paris in June cannot be prospective. They have to relate to existing debt. If they don't relate to existing debt, it means that the countries who are intended to benefit from it cannot benefit from it for another 10 to 15 years. And secondly, they ought not to attract a premium. And I would only appeal to the World Bank and other institutions to recognize that to charge a cost for the restructuring of debt, for the agreement to pause debt payments for 2 years, to charge for that is an example of a modern Shylockian Merchant of Venice scenario.
Barbados's Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley. Investment in Barbados has been hurt by the European Union's blacklisting of this country as a non-cooperative tax jurisdiction, but the Attorney General Dale Marshall says progress is being made on getting clearance. Mr. Marshall spoke on the issue during an anti-money laundering and cybercrime conference held at the Cahill School of Business. He cited examples of how difficulties moving money out of Barbados in and out have hurt this country.
This is about the movement of money, our ability to move money from Barbados to overseas or to receive money from overseas into Barbados. We had a Barbadian-grown company that made a significant investment in a company in Poland in the last 2 years and took the majority ownership of the shares in that Polish company. But then the bank said, well, we can't take your money. So they had to give up that investment. The individuals who have properties or companies in Barbados and they want to send money to Barbados to do whatever it is, they've not been able to do it because the bank say, can't take that risk.
But he notes the progress being made.
We've been fighting this particular issue for the last 3 years since we reached that M3 money categorization. We've had to make a lot of changes. We are, in fact, almost at the final point. Took a lot of work, but in January of 2024, we will be making that final step. And in January, we are going to be having a face-to-face. So we've submitted report after report after report after report, trying to prove effectiveness and so on. And we've satisfied all of those criteria. But now a multi-country team is coming to Barbados in January to meet with all of our regulators.
The Attorney General, Dale Marshall, in the Lunchtime Edition. A delegation from Antigua and Barbuda has traveled to Barbados for talks with aviation and other officials here. Antigua Prime Minister Gaston Brown has indicated that Barbados will collaborate with St. John's to support the air bridge between Africa and the Caribbean. A statement issued following the weekly cabinet meeting in Antigua noted that Prime Minister Brown has signed an agreement with Africa's largest private carrier, Airpeace, to boost investments in LIAT 2020 Limited. Airpeace will become the funding source for LIAT and own 70% of the shares, while 30% will go to Antigua and Barbuda. The cabinet was informed that support was also likely forthcoming from Dominica and St. Vincent. Speaking to reporters, the Chief of Staff in the Office of the Prime Minister, Lionel Max Hurst, confirmed that Prime Minister Brown had held talks with his Barbadian counterpart, Ms. Motley, adding an assurance had been given that the country would collaborate with the Twin Island nation to support the air bridge. She said, Barbados has indicated its willingness to work alongside Antigua in making the connection with the African continent, the air bridge that is being built with the African continent. And that's a quote. He added, Barbados has also indicated that on the issue of LIAT 2020, it will provide the kind of uplift that Antigua and Barbuda needs, and that Antigua and Barbuda is not going alone. He said discussions will be held with officials in the Barbados Ministry of Aviation. Education officials from across the region are meeting to discuss education transformation at the Caribbean Examinations Council ministerial summit being held here in Barbados. The opening ceremony took place this morning at the Accra Beach Resort. There was support for education reform across the Caribbean. More in subsequent newscasts. The Barbados Police Service seeking the public's assistance in locating a man wanted in connection with serious criminal matters. He is Trevon Jordan, whose last known addresses were 77 Mullins Terrace St. Peter and Warrens Heights St. Thomas. Jordan is approximately 5 feet 10 inches tall, of dark complexion, with a slim build. He's advised to present himself to the narcotics unit at the Oyston Police Station. And the U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has given one of his most direct condemnations yet of the mounting death toll in Gaza, saying far too many Palestinians have been killed. The U.S. has offered firm support to Israel, but Blinken's messaging has shifted in recent days. Our top stories. Prime Minister Motley tells world leaders in Paris of the need for countries like Barbados to get a new funding deal. And the Attorney General complains of onerous banking regulations required by international agencies. He says it's taken a toll and cites examples, but progress is being made. The Lunchtime Edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.